Well, amen. Appreciate the privilege that it is to be in God's house this morning. I'm glad Brother Dennison's saved.
Amen.
Told Brother Hyatt that yesterday really just had a good day. Sat around the house all day, just me and the Lord. Done a lot of reading of the scripture and praying, listening to preaching. Felt the good presence and help of God in my heart yesterday. Went to bed last night, and my heart already ready to come to the house of God this morning. I was excited. And I thank Him for His goodness. Do remember these that has been mentioned already that needs the help of the Lord. We're in trying days, Brother Dennis. And there are still sinners out there that need to be saved by the grace of God. If they're not, they're going to die and go to hell. And we need to be busy about the Lord's business in these days. Heavenly Father, our great God in heaven, I want to tell you this morning, I thank you for the precious gift of salvation. Thank you, Lord, for dying on an old rugged cross that I could live eternally with Thee. God of heaven, I thank you for loving me that was unlovable, for washing my sin away, for making me clean. Oh, God, and safe in you, I thank you for that. Lord, I pray you'd help us as we look at your precious word this morning. I pray, God, you'd put your blessing on the reading and teaching of the word. I pray, God, whatever's done here in this place today, God would be pleasing in your sight. I pray, God, the preaching, the testifying, singing, whatever's done would be to the edification of the hearts of your people and for the conviction of the hearts of sinners that'll be in our midst. God, have your way in this place today. This is your time. It's your day, God. May we honor you in all that's done in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we'll go back to Proverbs 3, and we'll start with verse 27 and try to finish up this chapter. Amen. And the Bible said in verse 27, said, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give when thou hast it by thee. What this scripture is saying is that when we have it in our hand, in our possession, to give, and to show kindness, and to show compassion, and to show love to our neighbor, that we should not hold back and draw back on God. It's telling us that our kindness is a testimony of what God's done for us in our heart, Brother Todd. I believe how we treat others, especially those of the household of faith, speaks volumes about what we have or don't have in our heart, Brother Dennis. The Bible says that you'll love the brethren if you know him. And I believe that. I'll be honest, when I was lost and I was raised around religion, but when I was lost, I thought people that lived and thought and believed and act like we act was crazy. I'll be honest with you. I thought they was nuts. I thought like many sinners does, Brother Todd. I thought there ain't no sense in being a fanatic like that. I find myself now here all these years later, I suppose by many folks would be defined as a fanatic.
Amen.
I'm pretty dogmatic on a lot of things, and I will not, by the grace of God, budge. But I thank God Because he has given to us so abundantly, Brother Joe, we should turn around and give to others. Especially those of the household of faith. The scripture here tells us to withhold not. Amen. Brother Hyatt mentioned it preaching this past week, that's why God set it up for us to be able to work and make a living, that we'd have to give to those that don't have. Amen. I think it goes beyond that. I think you ought to be giving of yourself, of your time. Amen. I think you ought to give of what God's given you, Brother Aaron. God's given you a special gift. He's given you the gift of eternal life in your heart. You ought to share that good news with your neighbors and with all that you come in contact with. You shouldn't withhold that. We shouldn't withhold that. We ought to, with great rejoicing in our heart, tell the old story of how we've been saved by the grace of God. And pray that they would desire that and come to know the same Jesus we know. Amen. And you don't have to turn there, but in Romans 13 and verses 7 and 8, the Bible says, render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom. Fear to whom fear. Honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. The Bible tells us that is the fulfilling of the law, is to love one another. Once again, Brother Hyatt mentioned it here recently preaching, that those two main commandments, the whole law hangs on those two. Love God and love others as you love yourself. Amen. I guess at best, Brother Todd, that means our attitude ought to be that we're number three. At best. I don't know that we'll rank that high on the list. Certainly God ought to come first. Amen. And then others next. Amen. So I guess, Brother Joe, we should be no better than number three on the list.
Amen.
Amen. We're to put God first. I believe you'll put God first. Everything else fall in place. I believe your attitude will be right toward God. It'll be right toward the church, Brother Dennis. I believe your attitude's right toward God. It'll be right toward sinners. And I believe if your attitude's right toward God, it'll be right toward the truth. Amen. There's no way you can be saved and have the right attitude toward God and not love truth.
Amen.
It's not possible. Amen. I worry about people that makes excuses for sin and tries to explain away truth.
Right.
I'm chasing rabbits now, so I better get back in line. Says, withhold not good from them. Galatians 6, verse 9 and 10, Bible tells us, and let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. God said not to be weary and loving your neighbor. Amen. And especially in loving the brethren. Now we know life gets us weary, Brother Joe. We know that. We get tired in the flesh. We get tired in mind. But by the grace of God, our prayer were to be that we not get weary and faint, but that we'd walk in His strength and be faithful unto Him who has loved us, Brother Joe, and was faithful to us. Amen. The Bible tells us we ought to love as Jesus has loved us. Is that right? Well, Jesus did a whole lot for us. And I guess really what I'm saying is our attitude ought to be Christ-centered and are to be centered around love, loving one another, and not self-centeredness. Amen. Self shouldn't matter. And I find it interesting that self starts with the same letter in our language as sacrifice. Amen. You can't be self-centered and be a sacrificial individual at the same time. Sacrifice means you do without, Brother Todd, that you might do for others. Is that right? Amen. Verse 29 says, devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Webster tells us that the definition of that word devise is to consider, to contrive, to lay a plan, or to form a scheme. We're not to devise evil against our neighbor. Is that right? We're to love our neighbor. Is that right? We're to try as best we can. The Scripture teaches us, Brother Joe, to be at peace with all men. That's easier said than done, considering we're still dragging this flesh around, Brother Todd. I can testify that, personally. But that's right. That's the way it ought to be. That's what God's saying. We ought to let our light shine. And the light of Christ is not going to be shining through us to others if we are contriving and scheming against our neighbor. Amen. People I've heard of down through the years get upset with their neighbor over some of the silliest things I've ever heard tell of in my life. Amen. They mowed their grass and it throwed their clippings over in my yard. They didn't pick it up. Amen. Their kid rode their tricycle up my driveway, my nice, pretty concrete driveway, and got mud all over it. I mean silly things. Is that right? We're not to strive against our neighbor. We're to love them. Jesus Christ, I think, got mistreated and misused and abused and despised worse than any other human being ever walked on the face of this earth, especially when they hung him on a cross on Calvary, and he never said a word. He never said, I'm going to get even. He never said, I'll give them what they deserve. Is that right, Brother Aaron? He said, I'll give them eternal life, exactly what they don't deserve, because I love them. We deserve to die and go to hell. Is that right? Well, thank God for the grace of God. He doesn't give us what we deserve. I get tickled these people says, I want to fire God. You don't understand what you're saying. Because if God was fair, we'd all die and go to hell. Nobody'd be saved. Because being fair is getting what you deserve, and that's what we all deserve. We're all alike. We're all in the same boat, Brother Dennis. We's born into sin. Is that right? We have a sin nature, an Adamic nature, and we're all guilty. I was thinking last night as I was reading Scripture, Jesus said that he came not to condemn the world. He didn't have to, Brother Todd, because the very next verse tells us, because we're condemned already. Jesus didn't come to judge them and declare them guilty. They'd already been declared guilty in the courthouse of God.
Yes.
They'd already been charged with the crime of being a sinner and found guilty, and they'd done been sentenced because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Amen. A governor wouldn't call down to the prison and say, I'm sending a pardon down there to keep a man from being found guilty and being condemned. He'll send it down there to free him because he's already been found guilty and he's condemned. Amen. I thank God, even though I was condemned, he loved me anyway. And he sent his son, Brother Dennis, to die and take the wrath of God and be crushed on an old rugged cross in my place, that I'd not have to face that for all eternity in the lake of fire, that I could live. What a great God. What a great Savior. Oh, I love him this morning. But it says, to devise not evil against your neighbor. Amen. We say we should be like Jesus. We should, I agree with Brother Hyde. I think it's silliness. It's just somebody trying to make money. These little bracelets, what would Jesus do? And all that. Well, I don't know about all that, but I know we should strive to be like Christ. And Christ does not contrive or scheme against his people. Amen. He died for us. He so loved the world that he came to die that we could have everlasting life. Amen.
Yes.
Jesus loved his very worst enemies, Brother Dennis. No matter how bad they treated him, he still loved us. I know I was one of them. I treated him pretty bad. He loved me anyway. May that be our example as to how we should treat our neighbor. Amen. Consider Ahab and Jezebel, how they devised evil against Naboth. That's in 1 Kings chapter 21, first 16 verses, if you want to read that sometime. Ahab, he schemed against Naboth because he wanted his vineyard. I think that's a good example in the Word of God of what this verse is talking about. I don't have to go into that. That's a pretty familiar portion of Scripture. We all, I think, know what Ahab and Jezebel did to Naboth. That's a poor example of what we ought to be to our neighbor. Amen. It didn't matter that he was king of Israel. In the eyes of God, he was no better than Naboth. Is that right? And he had a responsibility to God to treat the people right, and he didn't. Good example of what this is talking about. Verse 30. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 8 says, go not forth hastily to strive, lest thou know not what to do in the end thereof when thy neighbor hath put thee to shame. Is that right? It says, strive not against your neighbor. We've already talked about that. We shouldn't be looking to start fights with our neighbors, Brother Aaron. We ought to be a good neighbor to him. Is that right? I'm reminded of the scripture where it says, you'll heap coals of fire upon their head. Mm-hmm. Amen. It'd be as doing that if you show them kindness. Jesus said to love your enemy.
Right.
He said if they thirst, give them a cold drink of water. He said to pray for them. Me and Brother Joe was in the vehicle going down to the jail the other day. We was talking about some politics. I ain't going to get off and all that. Well, Brother Joe, he said to me, he said, I know I'm supposed to pray for him. He said, but sometimes it's just hard to do. And I say amen to that. That's right. But that's still what we should do. I told Brother Joe, I ain't holding my breath till it happens. I know God's able. I'm not doubting God. But I said, wouldn't it be a joyous day if the news come on one day and said the president's going to give an unannounced speech, an unplanned speech, turn your TV on 30 minutes, he's going to talk, and he got on there and he said, I want to let the country know God just saved me by his amazing grace, and I'm going to go back and undo all these wicked policies and laws that I put upon the people of this land. Boy, wouldn't that be worth shouting over? Ain't been a lot of noise going on in this country. Unfortunately, I'm afraid most of it would be from the heathen crowd being mad they're going to take all that mess from what he's given. But that'd be a joyous day. Like I said, I'm not going to hold my breath. But I'd like to see it.
Amen.
I'd love to see it, Brother Todd.
Amen.
Amen. God's able. I don't know if he'll do that. I'm inclined to think he won't, but I ain't God. I ain't going to put him in a box. He could do that, Brother Todd. Strive not. We've got people in this country, like our politicians, Brother Dennis, like these heathen apostate so-called preachers. God said, don't strive against them. He said, just go right on living for God, preach the book, pray for them. God said he'll take care of it. He'll take care of it. He'll judge that crowd one day. I don't have to judge them. I ain't saying nothing against the man of God getting up and speaking out against it. He ought to sound the trumpet. He ought to sound the warning and tell people to get away from that mess and to stay away from it. It's evil. But I'm not going to go down there to his church and try to pick a fist fight and try to shut him up. God's going to let him run, let him run. There's purpose in it. I'm responsible, Brother Joe, for what I do to God. Amen. Strive not. Amen. Verse 31, verse 32 says, envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. Amen. That word froward is defined as perverse. That is, turning from, with aversion or reluctance, not willing to yield or comply with what is required. Amen. A froward man is not willing to yield to or comply with the Word of God or the will of God. Amen. He's froward. Amen. Consider the certain rich man that oppressed Lazarus. Boy, how many times have we heard preaching over there in Luke 16 on that? Amen. He let him sit out there by his gates, feed off the crumbs, and let the dogs lick on him, and didn't really do much to be a blessing or a help to him, Brother Todd. While he sat up there in that wonderful clothing in his big fancy house, eating the best that the land had to offer. Amen. But when they died, amen, the rich man lifted up his eyes in hell and torment. And Lazarus was comforted in Abraham's bosom. Amen. Boy, the circumstances sort of flopped there real quick, didn't it? I'm going to tell you what, church. It's not what you've got here of the things of this world that matters. It's what you've got that's of God. That's the only thing that you'll ever take with you. That's the only thing of eternal value. That's the only thing that's going to last. It's what God give you. I told them boys down there at the jail Thursday morning. I said, like Grandpa said, he said he'd never seen that hearse going down to the big yard with a U-Haul hook behind it. I said, you'll go out of here the same way you came. With nothing of this world. None of its goods, none of its riches, none of its pearls or gold or diamonds. No pats on the back from man, no fame, no prestige. You'll come or you'll go just like you came. The only thing you'll haul out of here is eternal things God's put in your heart that'll last forever. And if you don't have that when you pull out of here, I hate to tell you, but you'll be heading in the wrong direction. You'll be on your way to hell. In the blink of an eye, as soon as they take that last breath, Brother Aaron, I believe they'll raise up their eyes just like the rich man in torments. Instantaneously. Be that quick. Or if you know him, you will instantly find yourself in the presence of the Lord. Glory to God for that. Whew. Well, I like it, don't you?
Yeah.
Oppressors. We know that the people of this world that's got all the riches and the money and the power and the political strings to pull, they think they've got us under their thumb. Brother Joder sitting up there right now, scheming. We've done talked about that, and contriving how they can put God's people under their thumb and shut us up and make us of no effect. Little do they realize that the power is not in us, but it's in God. I find back yonder in the book of Acts and in the days of the epistles were written in the days of the early church, the more Rome persecuted the church, the more the Jews, the unbelieving Jews persecuted the church, the more the church grew, the more sinners got saved, and it didn't stop the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ from going to all four corners of this earth. They will not stop God. They're sitting up there in their foolishness this morning, thinking if they can shut us up, they're going to stop God. I got news for them. They can't shut up God. Amen. He's still in control, Brother Dennis. This is still his show. He's running the show, you might say. This is his world. He made everything in it. It all belongs to him. And he's going to do according to his good will and pleasure. And the devil and the world and everything else against him ain't going to stop him. And I'm glad that I can rejoice in that this morning, Brother Aaron. That's why when I bow my head, I have peace knowing that God can do what I stand in need of. Amen. He's able, Brother Joe. And nothing can hinder him if it's of his good pleasure to do it for me. I know I've got to pray according to God's will. I know I can't pray and ask for foolishness. God ain't going to do that for me. Why? It's not in my best interest and it don't glorify him. But as long as I pray according to his will, Brother Aaron, I've got confidence. God not only can do it, he will do it. I've seen him do it too many times. You'll never convince me otherwise now because I've got it in my heart. I know it's true. God put that truth in my heart. And on top of that, I've seen the evidence of it down through the years, standing back and watching God moving my life and the life of my family and your families and other churches. Amen. The evidence is piled up so high we can't even see the top of it. Thank God that there's fruit and evidence of the goodness of God in his works. The sinner can't see it. He's blind. He has not eyes to see. Is that right? He'll not believe. Natural man received not things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness to him. That's why that crowd sitting up there scheming against us, trying to oppress us, because they're foolish. God said they're fools. I didn't. I don't throw that around lightly. I ain't going to call no man that. But God said, he that says there is no God is a fool. God said that. God defined them. They don't like that. Of course, they don't like much of nothing God defined. They try to decide they don't like God's definition of marriage or the gospel. Amen. Or repentance. Or anything else God set forth, man's tried to redefine it because he don't like it. I'm glad God's still on the throne. Is that right, Brother Joe? Amen. I can't help but keep thinking about them three Hebrew boys got through in that fiery furnace. Amen. What great oppression they faced. What persecution they was facing. Hey, man. Until the fourth man showed up. Amen. I'm going to tell you what. I told them boys up in jail this week. It's getting ready to get hard to be a Christian in this country. I believe that. I know I preached that back here in February. If I could preach it again somewhere, I'd probably preach it a little different. But I'll tell you what, I still say it's right, buddy. We're going to face it. We're going to face persecution. We're going to be hated because they hated him first. But amen, there's going to be a glad day the fourth man's going to come.
Amen.
Amen. And I told them boys up there, Brother Joe heard me. I'm reminded every time I read that scripture that the mightiest of Nebuchadnezzar's men died in the flames throwing them in there. Is that right? That crowd that's persecuting us and trying to shut us up and trying to oppress us, Brother Aaron, in this day, they're going to die in the flames one day, just like Nebuchadnezzar's mightiest of men. They might think they're big and bad. They might think they got the law and a bunch of clowns sitting on a court with bright black robes over their shoulders on their side. I got news for them. They're against God, and God's a majority all by himself, and God's going to win in the end. He's already won, and they're not going to stop God. Amen. They can oppress us all they want to. They can persecute us all they want to, and we may have to endure some of it by the grace of God. Is that right, Brother Todd? I said this week, and I know this is easier said than done. If I ever face it, may God give me grace to stand on what I'm about to say. People's asked me, said they might cut your head off. I say, I ain't no better than Paul. They say, you might throw you in jail. I say, well, good, then I'll have a full-time jail ministry. God will still be in control no matter what they do to me, Brother Dennis, and he'll get glory out of it, and I'll be just fine. I like what our friend, me and Brother Hyde's friend, Brother Shaver down in Alabama said. He was getting death threats after he got on the radio down there and started preaching against them sodomites. They was calling, making death threats on him. I like what he said. He said, good, you're going to threaten me with heaven. I'm scared to death. Would his flesh enjoy it? Nope. But that inward man would rejoice. Amen. Verse 33, and we'll read the rest of the chapter. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. Church, there's going to be a graduation day. Brother John Robinson, Brother John Henry, had graduation day here just a little while ago and went home to be with God. Amen. I say amen to it, don't you? Do I miss him? Sure. Am I a little sad in my heart he's not still around? Sure. But I'm rejoicing for him, Brother Randy. Amen. His promotion came. But the wicked and the unbelieving, their promotion will be shame one day, and I'll close with this. Daniel 12 and verse 2. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. A crowd one day, Brother Dennis, is going to stand in shame before God, and it's going to be too late. I'm glad I'm numbered among God's people this morning. I'm glad I'll not stand there knowing I'm about to be thrown in the lake of fire one day, Brother Aaron. I'll not have to endure or face that because of his goodness and grace to me. Thank God for loving me. Thank God for saving me. Amen. Amen. God's loved us. We're to love others. Amen. Is that right? God give us grace to do what these verses is teaching us. To not strive against our neighbor, not to hate, not to fight, but to stand and contend for the faith and love the members of the household of faith and love sinners. Amen. And try to get them to God in these last days before it's too late. Amen. Boy, that's my prayer and my hope. Oh, God of heaven, I pray you'd help us. Amen. Brother Todd, if you'd pray for us, I'd appreciate it.
Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you, Lord, for just being good to us, Lord, making everything of the house of God. Lord.
Yes.
What we come to you this morning, Lord, we pray for them that they might be lost. I pray, Lord, God, for their heart, convict them of their sin, Lord, and draw them to an altar of repentance, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help us today, and be with us, Lord. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.